From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama and his cabinet are getting a briefing today by Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, who's overseeing the government's response to the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. He's calling the spill a siege of the entire Gulf, a siege that carries a host of challenges. One of those challenges is reducing and eventually stopping the flow of oil. NPR's Richard Harris says the containment dome now in place over the wellhead is diverting a significant amount of oil to a ship on the surface.
BP says it was able to recover 10,000 barrels of oil in a day over the weekend. That's getting pretty close to the limit of their ship to process oil. The ship can only process 15,000 barrels of oil a day. And from the looks of things, it appears that much more than that is still coming out of the broken well. BP does have plans to recover additional oil from the well. One idea is to take the pipes that they use to try to do the top kill method and actually pump oil up through those lines in order to process them on a separate ship.
NPR's Richard Harris in Washington. The effort to clean up and protect shoreline all along the Gulf Coast is proving complicated and controversial. Dave Dunwoody of member station WUWF in Pensacola, Florida, reports local officials there are frustrated dealing with all the different players involved.
Escambia County Commissioner Gene Valentino says he's comfortable with a unified command structure, but concerned about possible interference by BP with any plan approved by the Coast Guard.
One of those methods of deployment was a booming strategy at the critical pass areas. We are waiting for the approval, and I pray it's not funding issues related to BP.
Another example of foot dragging by BP, according to Valentino, involves their denial of the county's request to test affected waters at depth. For NPR News, I'm Dave Dunwoody in Pensacola.
Police in Afghanistan have thwarted an attack on a training center in the southern city of Kandahar. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports the incident was the latest in a series of bombings and attacks by the Taliban as NATO forces push deep into the group's southern stronghold.
Three militants, one of them a car bomber, tried getting in through the front gate, where they were fired upon by policemen. The eastern wall of the compound was partially demolished by the car blast. The Ministry of Interior says two more attackers wearing vests with explosives detonated before getting inside. The ministry says no policemen or trainees were injured. The Taliban, which claimed responsibility for the attack, said there were four suicide bombers. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
At least four Palestinian militants have been killed by an Israeli naval patrol off the coast of the Gaza Strip, Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Yigal Palmor.
The border, both land and sea border with Gaza, need to be strictly and tightly controlled.
Palmor says the militants are trying to use Gaza as a platform to enter Israel. This is NPR News. A local court in India has sentenced each of seven former senior officials of Union Carbide's subsidiary in that country to 2 years in prison for causing death by negligence. They were convicted for their roles in the toxic gas leak in Bhopal that killed an estimated 15,000 people. These are the first criminal convictions since that leak, which was the world's worst industrial accident that occurred more than 25 years ago. Shrek Forever After is extending its run as the top movie theater box office draw. NPR's Trina Williams reports the animated feature held the top spot for the third straight weekend.
Shrek had a strong opening with an estimated $25.3 million in ticket sales and wide appeal to family audiences.
Sometimes I wish I had just one day to feel like a real ogre again.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Just sign it and all your problems will disappear.
Shrek's hold on the top spot came despite the debut of four other movies. The closest competitor was Get 'Em to the Greek. At number three was another new release, Killer. Two holdovers rounded out the top five, Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, and Sex and the City 2. Marmaduke and Splice were the other two major newcomers, finishing at number six and number eight. Overall, the box office was down about 25% compared to last year this time. Trina Williams, NPR News.
The Boston Celtics have evened the NBA Championship Series at one game apiece, downing the Los Angeles Lakers last night 103-94 in Los Angeles. Ray Allen led the Celts with 32 points. In the National Hockey League Championships, the Chicago Blackhawks blitzed the Philadelphia Flyers 7-4 to take a 3-2 lead in that series. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.